Frio, so today what we're going to talk about, I'm going to pause just a little bit. I'm going to give some people time to get in here. We should have a, I know I have a mortgage channel, but I also have kids, and I'm a dad, believe it or not. And my kids had student loans, and they had some questions on it in regards to student loans. And that made me reach out to Catalina, and she's a friend of mine who helps, you know, people with student loan stuff. And because we were thoroughly confused, and you know, how do you get a refund, and what do you do, and what do you do next, and if you miss this deadline, what happens? So that's why we reached out to her. So hopefully you find a lot of information there. Plus, we got a little caveat here is she's also helping us with a lot of our mortgage clients. And we had a recent person that just applied for a loan, and they had $200,000 in student loan debt. They would have never qualified for a standard mortgage. We got Catalina involved, and she was able to bring that payment down, which would have been about $2,000 a month to about $130 a month. So thus, that person is now qualifying for a mortgage. So this isn't about the mortgage show, but this is about how we're, what you guys need to do to find, you know, basically relief with student loans. So Catalina, thanks for joining me today. How you been, girl?
Yeah, I've been great. No, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
So
happy to be here.
So what I wanted to do is, like, you know, I got my kids have student loans, and there's millions of people out there with student loans. So just bring us up to speed. What the heck is going on with the student loans, and what should people be doing right now with their student loans?
So first of all, 90% plus of people are in pause from repaying their student loans. The best thing you can do right now is to think about what it is you need to be doing to plan to repay when January comes about and we're going to be kicked back into repayment. For a lot of us, that means to apply for the $10,000 to $20,000 of relief the Biden administration has announced. The application is super short. It takes about 3 minutes. Literally, that's the best 3 minutes you'll ever spend. That 3 minutes will be worth $3,000 to $7,000, depending on how much relief you get, right, each minute.
Yeah, yeah.
So to definitely apply for that. If you've ever in your entire life enrolled into an income-driven repayment plan, to make sure your payments are getting counted for what's called the income-driven repayment waiver program, or a one-time essentially payment count, like they'll do a recount for you, and they qualify more of the payments you have received. All this time we haven't been paying counts towards loan forgiveness. So to make sure, if you have commercially held family educational loans, not even federally held, but also federally held, as long as they're not direct loans, to consolidate them by May 1st so that you can get all of those loans counted towards this one-time payment recount, right?
Okay, additionally, hold on. You lost me there for a second.
I know, there's so many things.
Yeah.
I know.
So yeah, please, let's just say the average person, like my kids, they have a student loan for every year they were there. So say 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so they have four student loans, and some of those were by semester. So they might have eight student loans. Mm-hmm. How should they be positioning themselves right now? Because I thought one or two of my kids are already starting to pay back those loans. So
right. So here's the thing. So people did start paying back loans, but the payments have officially been paused. So if you qualify, for example, to get $10,000 or $20,000 of relief, which we can help you understand if you qualify for 10 or 20, it's very easy to find that out. And let's say you've still made payments, you can actually get that refunded if you are going to get it forgiven. So the first thing is what you should do is understand, do you have direct loans or do you not have direct loans? If you've taken out recently, like after 2014, most likely you have direct loans. But for people like me graduating in 2008, I did not have direct loans. I had FFEL loans that were commercially held, like Citibank held my loans, right?
Got it.
So if you still hold those loans, you want to consolidate them into direct loans before May so you can get all the time you have paid counted towards loan forgiveness. Because here's, I know I may lose some people, but in these 3 years we haven't been paying, they actually can count as a payment. That's the first thing. The second thing is if a person has gone onto forbearance for a year or have 36 months, three total years where they didn't pay, they can get all that time counted towards repayment and get their debt forgiven sooner. So there's all these little details that you need to qualify towards getting your debt forgiven that can be done if you are not on a standard 10-year plan if you just want to enroll into what's called income-driven repayment. I know I said a bunch of different terms, though. Yeah. So what should you be doing? You need to understand, can you qualify for forgiveness? If you can, enroll in it before student loans get kicked in January. If you don't qualify for forgiveness, can you afford your payment? If you can't afford your payment, perhaps you should consider enrolling into an income-driven repayment program, which we help people with. And if you can afford your payment, you should go ahead and make your payment when it comes January, but make sure you understand and budget for that repayment amount in your budget when January comes around after the holidays.
I think a lot of people are going to get shocked when those payments start kicking back in. I know a lot of people did that when with their housing, when there was a forbearance on housing. So now people, hopefully they've put some money aside and they know that this is coming about. So show us one of the calculators. One of the things that intrigued me with you was there was a calculator. I just referred a client to you, and this is what prompted the video. Is a lot of times people don't really know what to do with their student loans. They take out the loan, they make the payments. And then when you start seeing the forgiveness and this and asset-based payments and all that, that's where I really get confused. So can you show them, just show them your website, if you would, and just walk them through I like the mortgage calculator or the
financial calculator. Can you see my screen, by the way?
No, can't see it. No, ma'am.
Oh, it says I'm sharing my
screen. Hold on. I got to share it through my system. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. But before you share real quick. Oh, okay. You're sharing it already. Okay. First, let me do a quick summary. Like, why does a student loan matter to a mortgage? Okay. Let me just break that down really quickly before we go through all these numbers.
Okay.
Your student loan affects what's called your debt to income, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have a $2,000 student loan payment in the example you gave of your client, Dan, you have a $2,000 potentially what the mortgage industry will count as $2,000 is you have $200,000 of student loan debt, let's say. They're going to use 1% or sometimes they'll use 0.5, but it's still $1,000 or $2,000. Right. Then that goes into, they'll add up all your other debt payments and they'll say, okay, you have a total of $4,000 of payments and you earn $6,000. You're way too much debt. We can't give you a mortgage, right? That's what happens to so many people in our generation. You just have too much debt relative to income, and it's a risk to give you a mortgage, so we can't give you a mortgage, you're denied. Yeah. And in fact, I have to quickly tell my story. I was denied by three different lenders and three different loan officers for my first home. I contacted all of them and said, why can't I buy? Why can't I buy? Please tell me why can't I buy? And none of them sat down with me except for the last loan officer who quickly said to me, pay down your student loan debt and come back later. And I thought to myself, wait, I went to college. I followed the script. I took on some debt. Why can't I buy a house? I have stellar credit. But they just said to me without very much information, just pay down your student debt and come back later, right? That's the information they gave me.
Yeah.
So then that was in 2015. And I started understanding most normal borrowers wouldn't do this, but I knew the Freddie and Fannie guidelines regulated all these rules. They had passed a rule that allows people to go into a different plan that's based on their income. And based on my income at the time, I was able to get my student loan payment down by about $450. And that $450 per month allowed me to buy my first very humble starter home. I was only 27, so I didn't care that it was my very first humble starter home, but I was able to actually originate a mortgage and close on my first home within 2 months of being denied by three different lenders. That to me made me think, how many other people of my generation are being told no when the answer can be yes if they just understood how to better manage their student loans? So that led to the creation of this product you're about to see right now. So the student loan highly impacts the mortgage because it is a debt item, a liability item in what they call the debt to income. So what our product does here is help a borrower and the lender understand how much can we adjust the payment by and how much does this mean to a borrower's purchasing power. So let me stop there, Dan, before I show the calculator. Do you have any follow-up questions or should I just go straight into using the calculator? Yeah,
it's kind of confusing to me. So I'll just take my kids. They don't have that much. It might be, $15,000 or something like that in four or five student loans, because it's broken up per semester and so forth. So the first thing you would suggest is combine all those together.
Okay, so first and foremost, let me just, okay, I want to say something. What yep. is really going to impact the debt to income for student loan borrowers are people who are borrowing close to the average and making the average income. So if you have, like, let's say I have $5,000 in student debt, adjusting down my payment on $5,000 of student debt may not mean a whole different, huge difference to my mortgage affordability. But okay. let's say you're the average American. The average American is taking on about $40,000 for an undergrad degree and much higher if they're going to grad school. And a lot of people aren't even graduating and they're taking on $40,000 to $50,000 of student loan debt and they don't have a degree. They're okay. non-traditional students. They end up not having a degree. They're on their fifth year going part-time. But now they're not in school. They want to buy, but they have $50,000 of debt and they earn about $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in markets where housing doesn't cost as much and they should be able to afford something had they not had student debt, right? But the point is those are the people. So here, let me use a case study. The case study of the average person that comes to us earns about $71,000. By okay. the way, $71,000 is also this year, the last 12 months, is the income of the average purchaser with a purchase loan, $71,000. It went from $71,000 from $86,000 that was in the height of the 2020-2021. The average purchaser made $86,000. Now it's $71,000, which is our average user. So okay. they earn about $71,000 and they have about $90,000 of student debt because they're in the yes. midst of paying a grad loan, right? Yep. The average car payment is $407. So I'm going to use that as an example. I'm going
to
say,
you mean to put that, are you putting it in the calculator?
Yeah. I'm putting it in.
I'm sorry. Let me pop that up. So guys, I want everybody to be aware of though, this isn't, we are talking mortgages because this is my part of the business, but Catalina, she's basically what I want you guys to understand is just student loan debt. Okay. So if you're going to apply for a house or, you know, maybe rent or something like that, if you have student loan debt, like she was saying, and you make $70,000, you have maybe $90,000 or $100,000 in student loan debt. This is for you guys. Even if you're not looking to buy a property, it's going to help you tremendously, even if you go to rent or just in your financials in general.
Right. Because if you can lower your payment and get it counted towards forgiveness, then you're freeing up your cash flow for other larger financial goals that can help you build your wealth sooner, right? Yeah. So I like to tell people, like, and this is my analysis when I went to buy my house. When the lender said, come back 5 years from now, I thought, wait, what will this house be worth in 5 years? How much ramen would I need to eat? And how much would I have really paid down my debt relative to how much this house will cost me? Yeah. And then I thought, wait, that house will cost way more than how much than the value of paying down my student loans quicker. It didn't make any sense to me because I'd have to pay rent that was actually twice as much as that mortgage payment. You know, so to me, it didn't make the mathematics didn't make sense to delay home buying because I was already paying $1,000 in rent. Why wouldn't I just make a $600 mortgage payment instead, right? Yeah. So that was my analysis. So I like to invite people to do that. But now the calculator. So I entered $71,000. I put in $90,000 of student loan debt with a $407,000 car payment. Grad school debt for me was 6.5%. Let's say I'm married with two kids, four family size of four, right? Obviously, there's advanced settings where you can tweak with the mortgage product, but I'm just going to fold that for now just to kind of focus on the student loan. So if I paid a 6.5% interest rate on $90,000, my fully amortized 10-year payment would be $1,022, right? Okay. But the government, based on my $71,000 earning and my family size of four, says that I can only afford $264.
Okay.
So if I can only afford $264 and not $1,022, what LoanSense helps people do is we help people enroll and get in this $264 payment, which will allow them to jump from a $175,000 mortgage estimated. Obviously, the lender has to verify these numbers. We're not the lender. We're just helping the lenders understand this. Closer to $283,000. In a mortgage, right? And that makes my payment go from around $1,200 to around $1,900, right? Yeah. So basically people can get this quick estimate on this calculator here, which the link is, I hope, Dan, you post this, myloansense.com/.
Yep.
Yep.
It's down below in the description. Just so I want everybody to be aware, because it's like this, you don't have to get a mortgage to do this. I asked Catalina on here just to help you guys out there, because my goal is to help those millennials out there with their finances. And this is a huge piece of your finances.
Well, here real quick, Dan. So then if they're interested in getting an even more, if you, the listener, are interested in getting an even more accurate estimate of your decreased payment, you're going to go click sign up for Loan Sense. And what it will do is when you click here is it's going to take you to create an account on our website. You can either sign up with Google and create an account. And once you create an account, what it's going to do is it's going to ask you, I'm not going to go through all this right now, Dan, because it's kind of long, but it's going to ask you 7 questions. You're going to upload your loans and we're going to give you a very detailed student loan plan. And you don't, it's a completely free plan. If you want additional information on how to enroll, what to do, and you want to speak to someone and you want to actually file into the program and get yourself into a better standing before we get kicked into repayment in January, that's the point at which a person would have to pay anything. Otherwise, they can get a completely free estimate at both this tool as well as our product, as well as on our website. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely. So why wouldn't somebody at least try to kick the tires to see how much they can save? Oh, that's okay.
Right. I just stopped sharing just so I can look back on the screen. Yeah, of course. So the people who this is really relevant for, I just have to say, are people who are holding 75% of student debt relative to their income. So if your student loan debt balance is 75% or higher of the whole balance. So let's say I earn $100,000 a year and my student loan balance is $75,000 or higher, you are eligible and should reduce your payment to qualify for forgiveness because you cannot afford to live and buy anything else. Once you get kicked into repayment, right? Yeah.
How does the forgiveness work? So you have a reduced payment for an X amount of years and then the rest is gone?
Right. So what happens is different repayment income-driven plans qualify you for different interest subsidies by the government. Okay. And that is what year over year, you're going to submit a form just like your taxes to prove your income. Most Americans' income do not jump significantly. So you're going to month over month, year over year, get similar payment amounts. And then everything left over will qualify for loan forgiveness. Biden is rewriting program for undergrad loans, which will eliminate the debt year over year when you file, and it will also make the payment lower. It will actually make the payment less than half of what the payment is now.
Wow.
So it's like huge benefits, and that's not going to roll out until the middle of next year though. But it's still good to know about, right? So if you're on an income-driven plan, or you need to be on one because you can't afford anything else once repayment starts, then people are like, oh, but shouldn't I try to pay every penny towards my debt and do nothing but pay my debt down? It's like, well, you have to analyze, like, what is paying your debt down costing you in terms of what is your opportunity cost to do that? If it's costing you ability to buy a home, if it's costing you an ability to save for retirement, an ability to start a family, an ability to do anything with your life for the next 7 years, what are you losing out? And then think about what are you losing out relative to what you're saving? And every time we've calculated this for people, it turns out that accelerating your student loan payment, unless you're making gobs of cash, like you're a doctor earning $500,000, for most average people, even if you earn $100,000, the benefit of accelerating your payoff doesn't make sense relative to the potential forgiveness you can qualify for and the potential increase, for example, in a home equity value, right? And all those things. So it's a very holistic, you have to think about your debt in a holistic picture. You can't just be like, I'm not going to pay debt anymore in 5 years, but what are you losing out on? And I think people sometimes don't think about that, right? And so I like to encourage people to just have a big picture view of their life, you know?
Let me just show everybody again. I can't repeat this enough. If you have student loan debt and it is maybe $50,000, $75,000 or more, please, you know, at least check the link down below and see how much you could save on an income-based system. Here's what we just had. And this was a conversation I had with Catalina about a month ago. And we should have the clear to close on the file that you actually helped me with. We had a doctor, and I'm going to try to put up my screen here in a second. And we had a doctor's loan. I want to just show everybody how this dramatically affected that loan. So again, this is a loan piece, but what we did is went through here, and the client, they were just out of they're getting their doctorate degree, and I think she was making about $80,000 a year, and she had student loan debt. She'd got her doctorate, and I think it was $200,000. And it was minimum credit. I'm saying 350 and something else.
For credit card debt? Yeah.
Yeah. So this is that. And then down through here, I put in her.
Do you remember her interest rate?
Yep. I think it was 6 or 6.5. And she had her husband, and 6 children. Check this out.
Oh my God. 6
Remember?
Kids?
The lady that you helped me with. Here it is.
Yeah.
Her payment went.
Right there. Click view details. Wait. That you're doing the lender tool. Yeah. Click view details. It's right there. View details above that.
No worries. Right here. So it took her payment from $2,200. That's what, we would have had to qualify her at $2,000 a month. It took her payment down to $115 a month. She's now getting a house. So it was,
because before she wouldn't have qualified, right? Just like me. That's like me. That's exactly, I don't have 6 children, but I was single at the time, but it didn't qualify me because of my student debt. I mean, it was crazy, you know? It's like you can see right here this example, like she wouldn't have qualified for anything, and now she could possibly qualify for a $300,000 house, which in California, she still might not be able to buy anything, but in a lot of parts of the U.S., she could afford to buy something.
Absolutely, and that's what she's doing. So it was, again, I brought Catalina on here not to kind of help you guys. Yeah, maybe to help you if you're in the process of getting a mortgage or you just can't qualify because of those payments. There's thousands and thousands of people in that situation. My goal was just to give you guys information, millennials out there, younger people that have student loan debt. What can you do about it? Because the Biden administration, they're doing a lot of good for the student loan piece of the puzzle, but a lot of people just don't know what to do. Like my kids, my daughter found the website for the forgiveness or whatever that is. And like you said, it only takes a couple minutes to fill it out. But her concern was, is she actually filling out the right, because it just looked like a fraudulent website. It was basically put in your name and address and a couple things here, and that's all you really need. And you got something else. And they were like, it can't be that easy, but it's basically that easy. But if you really need to dig in and you really need assistance, you're getting a mortgage, you can't get X, you can't get buy a car or something else because of a debt ratio or that debt load. I don't even care if you're borrowing anything. Please see what the government has out there for your forgivenesses when it comes to student loan debt, because the student loan debt, that's what I'm considering is going to be the next bubble, because a lot of things is what's happening right now is the resolution isn't there for the debt. You know, colleges, they're just getting out of hand. Okay. And I feel bad for the students right now because they're paying this, you know, so much money for education these days, but you got to get to make sure you take care of all the benefits you can. Like a lot of people get mad because of the tax deductions that people get and all the tax codes that we have, you know, they help the wealthy. Well, you got to take advantage of this because this isn't a tool to help the wealthy. It's out there to help students that are just buried in debt. So
I just wanted to say, Dan, just to add as well, I just wanted to add, I have, and I want to make sure to give this to you so that when you publish this video, I have a link. Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh yeah. I know you're live, but when we actually publish it, like later in the description, I can give a video on how to apply to the 10 to 20 of relief and what actual link is. There's a lot of fraudulent links out there to try to collect your information. So do be careful. I want to warn everybody, it needs to be a studentaid.gov site. Do not just go to any link and start filling out information because they're asking for your social security. The government kind of created a like a really great way for fraudsters to create a fake website and collect a bunch of information. So make sure it's studentaid.gov. I can give you a link to include. And of course, like I said, My Loan Sense, the link, you definitely link there. Like, we give free estimates, and we're here as advisors. Of course, we assist people in the expert filing of any specific program, but we advise people strategically on decisions they need to make. And on, I just wanted to mention one other point, which is when people get married, the way they file their income tax jointly or separately impacts their student loan payment. So if you file jointly, the government may count your spouse's income to pay your student loan payment. So be very careful to understand the benefits of filing jointly from a tax perspective. Does it help or harm you from a student loan perspective? And what can you do about it? There's many things you can do about it, including filing separately, but also enrolling into a plan that does not acknowledge your spouse's income, right? So I like to say, we are the advisor for this generation. If you have student loan debt, we're not going to be advising you necessarily on your retirement, but we can help you understand the strategies around your student loan so that you can have the best savings to be able to apply to other things like retirement, buying a home, et cetera.
Got it. Yeah. It's awesome. And we're going to get more and more and more traction on this as more and more information comes out on the student loan deferments and the student loan forgiveness and everything else. So I can't thank you enough for the help you provided me and my family, so, you know, my kids, as well as the clients that we've sent over to you. But if you want to find out anything else about Catalina, tell them a little bit about Loan Sense, you the creation of it, what you do there, and then just, you know, how they reach out to you. And then all the descriptions will be down below. And then also, please make sure you send me that link. Is it a YouTube video that you created about what you said you wanted to share, or is it just a link?
No. I can share a link. Honestly, the best way to get started with Loan Sense is to come through Dan's link, because is the best way to come through is, Dan, if you're sharing your link, myloansense.com/C, not L, make sure it's a C.
Okay.
C/Allied First Bank. You can get an estimate right there and come to sign straight up for our app. That's the best way to get a free analysis. We have a chat feature in our website, a live chat feature during East Coast business hours. If it's outside of that time, we will respond to you. But that's the best way to get information based on whatever screen you're on, because then we'll know what you're asking about. That's the best way to get started. Obviously, if you have any questions, you can also shoot us an email, info@myloansense.com. And we also have a textable phone number, which should I list it here?
You know what? I'll just send me everything. I'll make sure it's down in the description below. But what is it? A text?
Yeah. It's a textable number. It's 734-203-0101. It's a textable number even. You can reach our customer service through that number. I still recommend the live chat, but we can also text, receive calls, but most people actually text us. And we're happy to answer questions. And a little bit about our company. I mean, our company exists because I got declined for mortgage because of my student loan debt. And I was already working on college access and college planning. And I was helping people understand how to pay for college. And a lot of people were taking out student debt. And when that hit me and I realized, oh my God, I'm helping people get this debt. And then there's very few options and very few resources on educating people on repayment and what to do once you have to actually repay these loans. Like, nobody, financial advisors don't understand it. The only place to really go that's reputable is to call your servicer, but your servicer does not give you personalized guidance. They don't tell you about tax strategies. They don't tell you about how does it impact your mortgage, your ability to retire, or whatever, saving for a wedding, whatever your goal is. They're not going to be able to answer that for you, or they're not going to. And so I thought there has to be an advisor for today's person, you know, like me. And so I wanted to go about creating that, but I wanted to create it and tie it to systems like the mortgage system. If you're going to get denied for a home, people are more motivated to do something about their debt. And so we hear these stories all the time. Like, we have 5-star Trustpilot reviews. over and over, people like me who they've been denied by many lenders, you know, they finally, one lender told them about Loan Sense and they came through and were actually able now to buy a duplex when they were denied before, things like that. And so the stories and the change we're able to help people get is life altering. And we just want to help as many people as possible be able to buy a house and live their life, you know?
Not even buy a house, just be able to save some money finally.
I know, but Dan, the reason I say buy a house, I'm not trying to promote you or your channel. Like, frankly, I say buy a house because 82% of the average American's wealth at retirement come from the value of their home. So it is such a huge step to building wealth that it's not about promoting Dan, even though I'm on his channel. It's about a genuine ability to actually get financial independence, you know, it, like, not trading your time for money anymore and being able to actually build wealth that can generate income outside of your time, you know, and that's so valuable. In fact, I don't think I would have been able to start Loan Sense if I didn't have, you know, a portfolio and start building up some rental property. Right. But I didn't let loan officers that said no stop me from that. Right?
That was the cool part of the story. It's like, you turn me down. Well, I'm going to build a company to prove you wrong. Kind of like that, you know?
Well, I feel like I had to go school my loan officer. Then I realized, like, the system's broken because they're both federally regulated systems that do not intersect, tie, or speak to each other. It's crazy when the regulators, Freddie and Fannie regulators, know so little about the federal student loan system, even though it's like the number one barrier for a generation. They know they're so bad at it that now they're like, maybe we need to think about hiring people from federal student aid to help us think about how to reform this, you know? But it's just, to me, really sad. And I want to change the system. Like, I understand student loans. I understand a lot about mortgages. So why not create a system to help the consumer, the borrower, and the lender understand the impact to their business too. You know, it's a two-way benefit.
And that's what you did. And the system is phenomenal. It's helped, like I said, it's helped my family. It's helped our clients. And that's why I wanted to give you this platform, just to let people out there know there is relief when it comes to student loan and student loan debt. So I'm going to have all of Catalina's information down below. You can have links. She's going to provide us another YouTube video that you can walk through and learn some more things about that. But if you have any, you know, questions or concerns, or you want to just kick the tires on how this might affect you and how it might benefit you, I'm going to have all the descriptions and everything right down below. Give me about 15, 20 minutes to have it there. Everything's down there now, but I'm going to have more and more and more there. So thank you so much for your time. I know you have a YouTube channel as well, so you can check her out on her YouTube channel. I'm going to link that down below and everything. So you're going to be able to get, like, hold of Catalina and or mortgage My Loan Sense with all the information down below. So thanks again for joining me today. Hopefully we can probably do this on a monthly basis if that's okay with you, because I want to see how the progression of the student loan debt and all this forgiveness, because I know there was a lawsuit recently against the Biden administration for a halt of this, but then it got relieved, right?
So actually they're announced today that they'll start their first forgiveness of people's loans as early as the middle of next week. Awesome. So there's been more than six lawsuits, but none of them have halted the loan forgiveness program. So that's the good news. But of course, on my channel, I give weekly updates. And of course, happy to come on here, do any major updates as well. Sure. I try to give people not just updates of student loans, but other, you know, personal finance information.
Like, you were going through tax consequences and all this other thing. Just think about it. If you can get rid of a payment that's costing you even $800 a month and you can get it reduced to $400, then after so many years, the remainder gets forgiven. How much money did you really save?
We calculate that for people. And it doesn't even matter your income level. Like, some people come in super high income and we show them, you can get this forgiven. And this is how much you're going to refinance and eat nothing but ramen to try to pay it in 5 years. You're actually going to pay back more. How does that make any sense? You know,
we're going to help you get rid of your student loans and move to a steak dinner instead of ramen. That might be the way we can do this.
And be able to buy a house. Like, why not? You know?
There you go. Well, I greatly appreciate it having on here, being on with me today. We'll get this right when we're done here. I'm going to shoot you an email to get any additional links you need from me to add below in the description. And we're going to set up a time to do this in a couple more weeks because I'm intrigued on how this is working. And I want to see the progress that the Congress, the government, and people are actually doing. And I'm going to get an update from you in a couple weeks that we'll do live again. So thanks again for joining me today. God bless. And I'll be talking to you soon, probably. All righty.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.